Hello, everyone. My name is Peter. This is just a podcast about differentiated instruction. I'm going to describe just how we can assist our teaching colleagues in developing and implementing strategies for differentiated instruction. This has been a movement over the last a few years and longer. This is a framework that new teachers in Teachers College are learning, and this is a framework that older teachers already existing in schools are adopting and putting into practice. So, I mean, differentiated instruction at its essence is effective instruction that's responsive to students' readiness, their interests, and learning preferences, and that's straight from EduGains. It takes into account their strengths, takes into account their learning styles and how they learn best, and just tries to leverage that. A big part about differentiated instruction is that the activities are equally engaging, even if they are different. They are respecting the student and that they take this about the same amount of time. They still achieve the same standards of performance and the same curriculum expectations. Usually there's a common assessment tool and the same assessment criteria. The key point here is there's flexibility in how they arrive at those educational outcomes. So educators are flexible in creating and altering their lessons and their ways of learning to the response of their learners. So what can educators do to implement this framework of differentiated instruction? Number one, you have to know your students. You have to use your assessment tools to gauge where they're at and how they learn best. This could be in the form of conferencing or observation, or even surveys of what students and how students learn best. We have to recognize and adapt to our students' multiple intelligences to leverage their social and participation skills. Teachers can collaborate outside the class as well to share best practices, and how that particular student, if multiple teachers are teaching that one student, how they learn best. Educators and students can build new learning through the connections of existing knowledge and preferred ways of working. And the ongoing use of assessment helps to gather information about where they're at, and it can inform instructional and assessment decisions. I just want to end with a quote here by Zig Zen-Mihalyi in 1997. Here it is. When goals are clear, feedback relevant, and challenges and skill are in balance, attention becomes ordered and fully invested. And that's just a great way to sum up that when students have choice and when they're given the opportunity to pursue these rich tasks, then they're more engaged and they're more likely to meet with success. And teachers are encouraged to encourage that in their students. So thanks again for listening, and hoping to hear what you guys have to say as well.